Good morning, 810 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Some breaking news. The PNJ is reporting that Melanie Luna, the aide to Commissioner Ashley Hoffberger, has resigned her position effective on Friday. I'm actually working to double check that. I mean, Molly's a very good reporter. I wouldn't doubt it. I just always, you know, even good reporters, you double check. That's what you do. So we'll get you more information as soon as we have it. Meanwhile, we have Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson on the line with us. Sheriff, welcome to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. So there was, I've read online several accounts of we had a paddleboarder. There was a search for this paddleboarder who was missing, concerned that maybe that person had been struck by lightning. This was going on overnight and into the morning. What can you tell us?
Yeah, FWC actually took the case over since it actually occurred on a waterway. But apparently the father was with them at the time, and several people, I believe, saw him get hit by lightning and then go into the water. And, you know, which is a terrible thing, especially right in front of the dad. I can't even imagine what's what he's going through right now. But and then later on, I do believe FWC did recover the body. And, you know, thoughts and prayers with that family. God help them. That's such a tragedy. But, you know, Florida has the most lightning strikes of any state in America. And it, unfortunately, it happens more than it should. But you get out on that water and a storm creeps up on you, you got to try to find cover as fast as you can.
Oh, man. I'm like you. I can only imagine what that family's going through. And, you know, as people who do paddleboarding and, you know, small boating and stuff, it's, you know, I get it.
Yeah.
You, and especially because you're slow moving, you get caught somewhere, it's hard to find shelter or you're too far. I mean, yeah. This was on Blackwater somewhere?
Yeah, and it was right by the Navy place, you know, where you rent kayaks and stuff. I think they call it MWR.
Oh, okay.
And I think several people actually saw it. And the bad part is, you know, when he got hit by lightning, I think everybody knew the outcome. They just wanted to obviously recover the body, but it's just a horrific event.
Yeah, and it's also, I mean, you know, like you said, I know NAS Wedding Field had put a post up about it, and so, you know, a lot of local concern, especially in that area. So, man, again, like you say, prayers for the family as well. We also had an incident with a Pace man. I think this was last Sunday, so before you and I would have talked, but still came out afterwards. He became aggressive and made physical contact with emergency personnel during a call for service in Pace.
Yeah, and, you know, unfortunately, this happens a lot. Usually when EMS and fire and law enforcement get called to a scene, you know, for a medical call or whatever, tensions are high, especially family members, you know, if they don't think they're, you know, fire and EMS is doing enough for their loved one or whatever, they get pretty vocal and sometimes pretty violent. And that's when we step in. That's why usually on medical runs, most medical runs where a lot of family is there, they always call for us as well. Kind of crowd control kind of thing. But it happens more than you would suspect. And the scary part is, you know, fire and EMS, they're trying to help. Mm-hmm. Even if you don't think they're doing enough, they're still there trying to do what they do. And they know more about medical stuff than the average person does. So the main thing I could say to citizens is, I know, it, you know, when they get called, it's usually a horrific event, but let them do their job. And, you know, try to calm down as best as possible so we don't have to get involved.
Yeah, it's stressful. It's scary. You obviously are very concerned about your loved one or if it's yourself, you know, whatever's going on. And I'm with you. I'm sure that the incidents are, you know, more than we probably hear about, unfortunately.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to get your reaction to something that Jimmy Patronis told us last week. He filed a bill. I'm not sure if you'd heard about this, but he filed a bill that would legalize machine guns, essentially undoing some of the rules in the 1986 Gun Safety Act, the one that essentially said that pre-86, those were the only ones, and that after that, you know, nothing could be manufactured or sold to the private citizen. Of course, there's some exceptions based on federal licensing, but this would allow anybody to have an AR-15 fully automatic, an AK-47, an M249, an Uzi, whatever. And, you know, you're law enforcement, you're tasked with dealing with the bad guys and also the good guys when they make mistakes. You have an opinion?
Yeah. And, you know, everybody knows I'm a big Second Amendment guy. I mean, somebody breaks in your house, you saw my press conference, shoot them. Hey, we'll deal with it later. My thing is this, and after 20 years on SWAT, and also I was in the military, I fired fully automatic M4s, fully automatic MP5s. And I can tell you this, there's very little need for that in a civilian environment. Now, obviously, in the military world, you got to have them. You got to have the saws and all the different M60s and everything else that, you know, keeps suppressive fire. That's, you definitely need that in the military. In a civilian environment, I can't think of a need for it. I mean, even in a SWAT environment, we've never, ever in Santa Rosa County SWAT fired on a person with fully automatic. Number one, it's not as accurate. Number two, that's more bullets you have to account for, because once the bullet leaves the gun, it's going to go wherever. So I just don't see the need for somebody owning an M60 or a saw or anything like that that's fully automatic. I mean, but you know, it is what it is. I don't know that it will pass, but if it does, obviously, you know, we go by the laws and, you know, people can get machine guns in.
We've had this kind of conversation. I've talked, I think, more about it with Chip, maybe Chip Simmons, but like the Glock switches that allow a handgun to be fully automatic, which if I'm fighting against a criminal and I've got my semi-automatic Glock and he's got a Glock switch, I'm actually happier about that, because he's going to rattle off his rounds. He's going to miss me 20 times instead of missing me twice. And you know, it's going to go all over the place. I tend to prefer that because, like you said, accuracy. From a law enforcement perspective, I wanted to ask you, if this becomes legal, does this present additional challenges for you as law enforcement? Because, you know, you guys went to semi-automatics when the criminals went to semi-automatics. You guys have gone to rifles because the criminals have gone to rifles. Would you guys feel more of a need to go to that, even though, as you say, accuracy and cartridges and everything else are a problem? Would that be a problem for you?
Well, obviously, it would be a problem because, you know, criminals would have the spray and pray mentality. They don't care where the bullet goes. They don't have to really answer for it, other than the fact that we're going to kill them or they're going to prison. And, you know, that's the only two outcomes they have. Whereas when we open fire, we have to account for every bullet, and cops being cops, I mean, we don't get in the job to kill people. We get in the job to help people. So the last thing a cop wants to do is spray and pray and, oops, I'm sorry, I hit that 4-year-old, but you know, that's the dirtbag mentality. They don't care what happens. So if we flood the country with machine guns, obviously criminals are going to get a hold of them, and then we have to deal with the criminals. So I would say this, if this passes and everybody gets machine guns and everything, are we going to go to them? Probably not, because we still put emphasis on shot placement, not quantity of shots. So if, like you said, if he's over there spraying and praying with an M4 and we got a guy behind a tree that can take a headshot with one bullet, that's what's going to happen. I mean, hey, sorry for your loss, but I don't see us carrying fully automatics. Now, SWAT does have fully automatic M4s. Not everybody has them, but certain people on the team have them for suppressive fire when, you know, we're trying to approach a building and we know there's only criminals in the building or something and they need suppressive fire. They have that option. But, you know, like I said, in the 20 years I was on the team, we never fired a fully automatic weapon at a human being, so...
Yeah, and, you know, having the ability and having a need to use it in any particular circumstance, different questions, right? We're talking to Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson. Sheriff, hang on for just a second. John Pickens has traffic for us.
Brought to you by the Pensacola Little Theater, coming to PLT, The Cottage, a fast-paced, laugh-out-loud farce full of twists, June 12th through the 21st. Tickets available at PensacolaLittleTheater.com or at the box office. We're back to rolling accident-free, but still dealing with the traffic light out at New Orchard Road in Chiefs Way. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Back to Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson. Sheriff, as you know, the session for the House is in, you know, today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. But there's been no bill filed for property taxes in the House. Now, the House could come in and they could take up the Senate bill, or they could just gavel in and gavel out. We could do a repeat of what was done a year and a half ago with the immigration stuff. I'm reluctant to ask you what you think is going to happen, but obviously you guys have had to think a lot about what would happen if property taxes changed, right?
Yeah. And, you know, we have I think our budget's like 80, 81 million. And a big proportion of that comes from property taxes. So obviously if it passes, you know, we're going to have to rethink some things. And of course the county's going to have to rethink some things, but, I don't know that it's going to pass. I've just heard so many different options and so many different things. I saw the one that the governor put out just recently, the most recent one. And, you know, going from 50,000 to 250,000, on homestead exemptions. So, I don't know. I haven't spoken to the property appraiser or the tax collector to see what kind of damage that would do to our budget. But, you know, if it passes, it passes. It's something we'll have to deal with.
Right. And, you know, you're ultimately the one who has to follow the law and implement it and deal with it, not the one that gets to make it, sometimes, unfortunately.
Correct.
Hurricane season is today. We haven't talked much about this, but you have been you've been here since, what, 93? Is that right?
Right. I've been in Florida off and on since 76.
Okay.
Off and on, but actually living here. 1993, I experienced all the good hurricanes, Ivan, Opal, Aaron, Sally, all the ones. So I just tell everybody in Santa Rosa County, be prepared, you know, have your water and your different supplies, your flashlights, radios, that kind of thing. And, you know, if we say evacuate, evacuate. And a lot of people don't want to do that. But, you know, you get a category 4.5 is what I call it, was Ivan. And we went out on the beach and we're trying to get people to evacuate, and they didn't want to evacuate. And we didn't force them. And then when the storm hit, we started getting calls of, hey, the water's rising, can you come get us? And we're like, no, we can't. If the emergency management tells you to evacuate because of the flood zone you're in, just take heed to it. But hopefully we're going to have a quiet season. You never know, but right. Hopefully it'll be quiet.
Do you have any thought about how to reach, because we've seen these very concerning reports that people under the age of 30, you know, they don't watch TV, they don't read the newspaper. I mean, they're probably all listening to me, but anyway, they don't listen to the radio. they get their, God help us, they get their news on TikTok. What are you guys doing, if anything, to try to reach that audience, particularly when it comes to, you know, emergency news, disaster news, that kind of stuff?
Yeah, it's very difficult. This new generation doesn't believe in watching television for news. So what we do, and the only thing we really do to try to reach them as best we can, is to put out stuff on TikTok, put out stuff on Facebook, and try to reach them. But yeah, it's up to the family members. Like, you know, and I have a 30-year-old and a 35-year-old, and they don't watch the news. And I'm like, how do you not watch the news? And we don't care about it. And I'm like, oh my God, it drives me crazy. So I have to be the responsible party as usual and tell them, hey, there's a hurricane coming or whatever. But yeah, it's pretty frustrating that the newer generation, they don't believe in watching TV for news.
Well, we used to always tell people, check on your elderly neighbors. I think now we have to tell people, check on your young neighbors too, because they might not know what's going on. Hey,
they have the adage, like I think it was Mark Twain said, if you don't watch the news, you're uninformed. If you do watch the news, you're misinformed.
Right. So. Yeah. Hey, last thing, and this is just a follow-up because we talked about Star Wars the last time you were on and how you saw episode 4 in the theater the day it came out and you've never seen any other ones. But you and I talked a little bit afterwards because I was like, how does that happen? But in your case, it wasn't a deliberate resistance.
No,
it was just circumstance and timing, right?
Yeah, exactly. So I was overseas for growing up mostly, so I didn't get an opportunity to see it. And you're referring to it wrong. I watched episode 1 because it was the first one to come out. You can't have episode 4 as the first one. So that also led me to believe that, hey, if that was episode 4, I missed 1, 2, and 3. Why watch them? I know how it's going to end.
But like between your deployments and I think Japan and just the timing of it all just didn't work out. And then you're discovering after the fact that the trilogy isn't even the first trilogy. And, you know, I'm done. I'm out of there.
Yeah.
I love it.
I saw the end. What's the point?
I saw the end. What's the point? Sheriff Bob Johnson, as always, sir, a pleasure. Thank you so much for the time and keeping us safe and informed. We'll talk to you again soon.
Take care.
825 News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. Let's see here. We're still dealing with the traffic light that's out at New Warrington Road and Chiefs Way. No new accidents to report to you right now. Still seeing some minor delays on 98 eastbound right around the Windhaven Beach area. That was due to an earlier accident. Just a 3 or 4 minute delay there. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Come on. Come on. Start. Looking for reliable auto repairs without breaking the bank?
Well, yeah.
At Affordable Automotive, we keep your car and your budget running smooth.
That's more like it.
Hi, I'm Kenny with Affordable Automotive in Gulf Breeze. My father started this business over 30 years ago, and we continue to proudly serve the Gulf Coast with trusted local service. Whether you're a first-time or returning customer, we inspect each vehicle like it's our own. From oil changes, engine replacements, and diagnostics, our certified techs do it right the first time. Fast, honest, and fair, just like auto service should be. So if your car needs care, bring it to Affordable Automotive in Gulf Breeze, a mile west of the Gulf Breeze Zoo. Visit us at AffordableAutomotiveGulfBreeze.com and schedule your appointment today. That's AffordableAutomotiveGulfBreeze.com. Affordable Automotive. Quality you can afford.
Making the wrong choice can be very costly. Choosing the wrong plumbing company can cost you a lot of money. Hi, I'm Judy Lacey with Barbieri Plumbing, and we've been repairing Pensacola's plumbing problems for over 50 years. We are the local originator of the flat rate pricing system, so you don't have to pay by the hour, and there are no surprises. When you need a plumber, make the right choice and call Barbieri Plumbing. We will make your plumbing great again.
License number RF11067749.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
When storms pop up fast, it helps to already know where to go.
We've got all the details.
News Radio 92.3.
92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
And now, Pigs in Space!
That's a two for Neil Diamond Day today. One from you and one from me.
Baby, love me.
Neil Diamond does have some fantastic music. 8:28 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, good morning, gentlemen. Seeing a recall notice on lounge chairs that are sold on Amazon. Apparently, it's a finger amputation risk. Federal safety officials say this chair, which was sold on Amazon, is being recalled after a customer lost a finger while adjusting.
You don't need to say it again.
Oh, man.
You don't need to say twice.
Finger.
We know. Go on.
So if you've recently bought a lounge chair on Amazon, you might want to check to see if that's the one.
Or if you can't find your cigar cutter.
Well, there you go. Dual purpose. They should have charged more for that thing.
I know, right?
At least 20 protesters facing charges after being arrested for breaking a new curfew outside of an ICE detention center in New Jersey. There were some clashes between protesters and ICE personnel and police in Delaney Hall overnight there at that facility. It's become the focus of protests over alleged mistreatment of detainees. And, the big news today, hurricane season officially starts. Forecasters with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration say this year's season is expected to be below normal, but, of course, urging everyone to stay prepared.
All right, David, thank you so much for the update. 8:29 here on News Radio 92.3. I still think this story about the Freedom 250 concert is a hilarious story arc. Started off with the America 250 event that was going to be put on by a bipartisan group of, you know, people. And then President Trump decided to come up with his own version, you know, Freedom 250. Get a bunch of, I'd say mostly B-grade entertainers. You know, they're not A-list, but they're, you know, okay. Some of them are from the 80s, you know, that's just fine. We're aging. And then a lot of them discovered, I say in air quotes, that it was going to be a more political event. They didn't want to be aligned with Trump, and so they start dropping out. And that's everybody from Martina McBride to, you know, you've seen all the names. So many of them dropped out that eventually President Trump said, fine, they're all third-rate, terrible performers. I didn't want them anyway. Didn't want to come to my party. So I'll be the event. I'll have a rally, and I'm the biggest draw on the planet anyway. And then now that's all canceled, too. It's just It's all weird. It's all so very weird. This is not the normal way things get done, ever.
Fox News. Chris Foster, the U.S. carries out more military strikes in southern Iran.
U.S. Central Command says it carried out strikes in Iran on Sunday, calling the move measured and deliberate. Military officials say it was in response to Iran's shootdown of a U.S. MQ-1 drone that was, quote, operating over international waters. Meantime, Kuwait reported incoming drone and missile fire around the same time Iran's Revolutionary Guard said it responded to an American attack without saying where, likely referring to the attack on Kuwait.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers, President Trump on Truth Social posts, Iran really wants to make a deal and it'll be a good one. Just sit back and relax. It will all work out in the end. In Newark, New Jersey.
Shut down, Delaney Hall!
At least 20 more arrests are reported outside the Delaney Hall Immigration Detention Facility. Protesters there breaking a curfew. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now we've got 81 degrees with partly cloudy skies, looking like a beautiful start to our day. We will get a look at our forecast with Brooke Richardson in just a few minutes. Well, torrential rain washed away part of West Bogia Road near Highway 29 Sunday. Almost 6 inches of rain fell in the McDavid area in just 3 hours, flooding 29 for miles, forcing traffic onto alternate routes. North Escambia reporting that that collapse also resulted in some water service for Central Waterworks customers being cut off temporarily, although that is mostly restored at this point. There could be closures on that road for several weeks. Well, hurricane season officially begins today. FPL's Vice President J.T. Young tells News Radio the worst time to start preparing for a storm is when it's already on the way. Young says FPL completed a full storm response drill a few weeks ago, and they've got mutual aid agreements that can bring thousands of additional crews to Northwest Florida when they're needed.
So we want our customers to know the same. It's so important for them, making sure that they have a list of all the things that they need to keep up with in the event of a storm, know where they need to go if they have to evacuate for a storm, know where their flood zone is if they're in one, what their evacuation zone is, if they, you know, so that when it's called, they'll know how to respond. Make sure that they take care of things like pets and elderly relatives and things of that nature, as well as things that they need, you know, batteries and water.
And Young also says FPL has invested heavily in grid reliability, improving it by more than 60% in the last 6 to 7 years. Through steel and concrete poles, 90 miles of underground lines, and more than 9,000 smart devices that can automatically reroute power without even sending a crew. Storm preparedness tips are available online at fpl.com/storm or on their FPL app. An Orange Beach police officer dropping a homeless man off at Pensacola's waterfront mission last week has caused some debate between Alabama and Escambia County officials. Waterfront Mission Director Frederick Henderson tells Channel 3, this really wasn't something he's seen before.
That's the first time I ever seen him dropped off by law enforcement. That kind of shocked me.
Henderson said the man ultimately declined services from Waterfront and stayed on the street. Orange Beach police say the man asked to be brought to Pensacola, but Escambia Sheriff's body camera footage told a different story. A meeting has been set up between Orange Beach and Escambia County administrators for next week to further discuss that issue. A former Pensacola police officer is now facing 3 charges of having sex without disclosing his HIV-positive status to partners. 32-year-old Pierce Cotton was arrested Friday on new counts following an initial arrest in March on 1 count. Cotton was released on $30,000 bond. According to arrest records, Cotton did test positive for HIV last July. PPD says Cotton is no longer employed by the agency. Well, lawmakers are meeting today in Tallahassee. This is for that big special session on property tax elimination. The governor's pushing to raise the homestead exemption to $250,000, then phase out homestead property taxes entirely from there. Whatever lawmakers do end up approving would still have to go on the ballot in November and would need 60% voter approval. It's 8:35 and John Pickens has our traffic on the fives.
That's right. We're back to rolling accident free, but not delay free. Seeing some delays right now on 9 Mile going westbound, just west of, just east of I-10 right now. And also 98 eastbound right around the Windhaven Beach area. Still seeing some minor delays
in that area due to the earlier accident. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 weather forecast.
We are going to be seeing a nice warm day today. Temperatures warming up near 89 degrees. 80% chance of some showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 74. For Tuesday, 60% chance of rain, high near 90 degrees. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 71. Heading into Wednesday, nice sunny weather with a high near 83 degrees. And Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 68. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And we've got 81 degrees right now, partly cloudy skies. Your next news in 30 minutes and breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. And your money now. Markets this morning are down. The Dow is, mixed, actually. The Dow is down about 0.25% at 50,908.92. But the S&P 500, well, that's up just a bit, 1 point. Well, now it's down a half a point, 75.79.53. The NASDAQ up about 0.1% right now, 26.996.32. Looking at that 10-year bond rate, up a bit this morning, 4.5%. Commodity prices, gold down 97.30 at 44.95.70. Silver is down $1.05 at 74.83. Looking at those oil prices this morning, West Texas Intermediate up $5.21 at $92.57 a barrel. Brent crude today up $4.79 at $95.94 per barrel. Bitcoin down $1,600 this morning, $71,812. And looking at our fuel prices today, national average for a gallon of gas down a bit, $4.32 a gallon. Florida's statewide average at $4.04 a gallon, down from $4.06 per gallon yesterday and $4.35 a week ago. Turning to our local fuel prices today, absolute best price I'm seeing is $3.55 a gallon. That's at a Circle K on 9 Mile. Otherwise, looks like average prices around the area somewhere between $3.65 and $3.75 a gallon around the Pensacola area. About $3.75 to $3.80 if you're Gulf Breeze area through Navarre, and Milton looks like mostly about $3.70 to $3.75 per gallon. Well, more Americans are picking up side jobs as the cost of living continues to rise. New research from Omnisend finds that about 28% of Americans now have a side hustle, with most of them saying they need the extra income just to cover bills and everyday expenses. A separate survey from ZipRecruiter puts that number even higher at about 35%. Younger workers are the most likely to be seeking additional income. Southwest Airlines making a change to its policy for plus-size travelers. The airline says passengers who need additional space will no longer be required to purchase a second seat in advance. Instead, gate agents will assign an extra seat at no cost if one is available, or they'll help rebook passengers on a later flight if that's necessary. Honda is recalling about 100,000 vehicles due to a potential airbag defect. Federal safety regulators say that problem could cause airbags to deploy unintentionally. The recall affects Accord, Hybrid, Accord, and Acura TLX models. Honda says so far there have been no injuries or deaths linked to this issue. It's 8:39. Our next news at 9 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hey, Pensacola, the wait is over as your new Culver's on Pine Forest Road is now open. Featuring fresh, never frozen beef, frozen custard that's made fresh daily, and of course those awesome Wisconsin cheese curds and so much more. Drop by and meet the friendly, courteous staff and see why Culver's is in the people business and ready to serve the Pine Forest, Beulah, and Cantonment area. Fundraising opportunities are available. Culver's, you can find them on Mobile Highway at Softley Field, Bayou Boulevard, Highway 90 in Milton, and now open on Bosch Lane just off of Pine Forest Road in Pensacola. Culver's, welcome to delicious.
Why'd I go to the doctor? Working on the farm, my heart kept skipping a beat. I didn't think much of it, but my daughters made me get checked out. Turns out I have atrial fibrillation, which increases the risk of stroke about 5 times.
Symptoms like irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness can come and go. But if it's AFib, the risk of stroke remains. If you have symptoms, contact a doctor.
I'm so glad I did.
Visit notimetowait.com. Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
No opinions, no arguing, just the news. Right now.
Right now.
Chris Bryant, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Austin Price for News Radio 92.3.
Every few minutes, you get the latest local news, traffic on the fives, weather, and updates you actually need. So whether you're in the car for 5 minutes or 50, you're always caught up.
Always caught up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Weekdays 4 to 7.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
So I'm going to tell you my answer to this one by telling you the story of why the topic exists. The question is, how full is your fridge? What's normal for a fridge? 437-1620, 437-1620. I'll go ahead and tell you in advance. In my refrigerator, if I buy an extra avocado, it's a challenge to find a place for it. Because my fridge is very, very, very full all the time. And the reason this came up is because we were over at some friend's house on Saturday, and my wife, who is has opinions, somebody opened our friend's, you know, they opened the friend's fridge, and they were going in to get something, and it was like the virgin territory. It was like the undiscovered country. It was all like white space. You know, there would be like a bottle and then like 5 inches and then another bottle. And, you know, and she looks at me and she says, well, that's an interesting alternative. And she did not mean it as criticism of them. she meant this as a criticism of me. So 437, let's work our marital problems out on the radio. 437-1620. How full should a fridge be? John, 437-1620, John.
I still need room to pull things out and put things in, you know, because you're always going to be adding, especially if you have a small refrigerator. Yeah, like, but I want a big one now.
Well, here's what I guess I'm getting at. It seems like there's sort of maybe three conditions of fullness. Condition number one is what I said. Like, you've backed it barely in jigsaw style. Like, it's like the moving truck, okay? And, you know, just finding a place for another pound of ground beef, you're like, pfft. I'm not even buying it because there's no room for it. No room at the end. Freezer's the same, by the way. Situation number two would be, you know, you might have to move something out of the way. You know, you might have to take something you don't want out just to get at the thing you do want. You know, do the little, you know, puzzle shuffle. But not a lot of that. And then the third one is, like, you never even have to take anything else out because there's so few things in there that you can just get whatever you need and have access to it. If somebody comes over with a watermelon and a 20-pound turkey, you're good. Just, you know, put them in there. It's fine. I'm not saying you should refrigerate your watermelon. I'm just, that's the level of space you've got. So A, B, or C, John?
Mine's definitely B.
You're B.
Have to move something out of the way to get to something.
All right. But there's room if you got a. You can find room for pretty much anything you're likely to acquire.
Yeah, or just put it on top of something else.
Yeah. Yeah. 437-1620. And what takes up so much space in the fridge anyway? You know, I know in my case.
Leftovers.
I'm the leftovers.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the cook. I made it for five, and two of y'all decided not to eat, or I made it for four, and one of y'all decided you weren't going to do your share. And now we got, you know, because I hate to throw it out. But I have a lot of leftovers.
Me too.
And a lot of condiments, a lot of sauces, a lot of different varieties of beer. Like, you know, because I might not want that kind of double IPA today. I might want a different kind today. just, you know, there's a lot of stuff in the fridge. 437-1620, what is your approach?
Hard life choices,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, big stuff. First world problems. We'll take it. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. Brought to you by Florida West. Did you know the Florida West Economic Development Alliance works to create high-wage jobs, private capital investment that grow Escambia County's tax base? Let's see here. Just one accident on the books at Blue Angel Parkway and Sorrento Road. That's causing no delays. Just wanted you to be aware of it. And still traffic light out at New Warrington Road and Chiefs Way. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Oh, and by the way, you got just a quick note. I was checking with PPD, and according to dispatch, Palafox is still not open yet. So I don't know if that's a 9 a.m. open or when they're going to actually open that up to the traffic, but not yet. So if you were going down there trying to be first.
Did you ask the mayor?
I asked Mike.
Maybe he's doing a ribbon cutting or something. He's
doing a grand fence opening or something.
Yeah, grand fence opening.
Fence opening. I like that. Yeah, you know what? No, I think they're planning the big event for like the weekend.
Oh, okay.
So 8:46, News Radio 92.3. Question of the day is, how full is your fridge, A, B, or C? A is like, there's no room at the end. Like, an extra egg is too much. I have no room for it. B would be, you know, you probably have to move some things around to get to certain other things, but it's not that hard. It's not that full. There's enough room. Room C is, again, or Schedule C would be like, if somebody gifts you a watermelon or a giant turkey or a ham, fine, no big deal. You know, you need put a case of beer in the fridge. Okay, fine. You know, there's no room for a case of beer in my fridge. There's room for maybe a beer. More.
We need pictures.
David, you give me the queer look over there. What's going on?
What look?
Queer, unusual, weird, odd. That's where the word comes from. That's what it means.
I'm just
What are you, distracted by Pride Month now, John?
Anyway. I'm not allowed to put beer in my fridge.
Why?
Whoa.
What?
Whoa.
It takes up too much room. It's too full. I had to get a whole second fridge.
Oh, well,
thank
God. I thought you were talking about your house's warm beer.
I was just thinking, wow, God, just beer's allowed in the main fridge. The McKay household is a wondrous place.
It's wondrous. It's like Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory in there. He's got beer in the regular fridge.
Yeah, everything.
All right, 437-1620. 93% full, somebody says. I like that. You're giving me some, you know, the illusion of mathematics. I like that, 93% full.
I need to see a picture of yours. Take a picture.
It is as bad as it sounds.
But I need proof. Or didn't happen.
I was literally putting, we have the Rubbermaid, I think it is. It's the red tops. You get them at Walmart, the red tops with the squares. Those are actually pretty good. And they stack on each other, okay, which of course I make great use of. And I was going to put one of the smaller ones, like the 3-inch by 3-inch by 3-inch kind of cube back in. And I went to put it on top of another stack of those, and there just wasn't quite enough room. I needed 1/2 more inch of like height. And I'm like, mother, it won't force. And then.
Oh, my goodness.
If my wife could see, you know, she'd be like, huh.
Interesting.
Yeah. Huh. Well, that's a choice that's the byproduct of other choices. 437, like, well, you want to feed the kids. Let's see. Somebody says, our fridge is pretty full, some of it because of the medicines I have to keep in it. Somebody says, Mike says, I'm with you, Andrew, so much so we have a fridge in the garage and beverages and the extra food. So I know that if I were to get a second fridge, all that would happen is that fridge would fill up with stuff too. That's exactly what would happen. Oh, 100%.
Well, I don't have room here, but I have room out there.
Right. It's kind of like the amount of time it takes to do something automatically expands to fill the amount of time you have available to do it. The amount of stuff I have automatically expands to fill the amount of space that I have. That's why we park our cars in the garage, because I know if I didn't, I'd fill it with stuff. Look at my bedroom closet. You know, thank God we don't share them. She has hers. I have mine. You know, mine is, there's a lot of stuff in that closet that you wouldn't think is normal closet stuff, but there it is. Let's see, the freezer. Oh, should I admit?
But there it is. Yeah, at this point you should. Go ahead.
I don't want to admit this one.
Well, it's too late now.
I probably have, I'm doing the math in my head. I probably have somewhere between 10 and 20 12 packs of beer in my closet in my bedroom. Just because there's nowhere else to put it in the house.
You ain't got no space to put that anywhere.
The garage, the house is otherwise occupied.
So you put it in your bedroom?
Yeah.
Closet?
Don't judge me. David is laughing so
Oh, boy.
Hard at
Let's
me.
Bring David
David
back
can't
in.
Breathe. He can't breathe.
It's the McKay household.
Again, this is like Willy Wonka's chocolate factory here.
Oh, that I'm allowed to keep it in my closet?
Yeah.
In the fridge, in the closet? Don't you have beer, sir?
It's just everywhere.
Ask me these questions.
And he's got a pool table, and he never invites us over.
That's right. I have a pool table. Exactly. I have beer in my closet. So leave me alone.
He cooks all this food.
That's because we have board games in the other closet. There's no room at the end. All right, 437-1620. The freezer in the fridge. The question of the day, if you're late tuning in and don't understand why we're laughing so hard. How full is your fridge? What takes up the space between the condiments and the leftovers and the beers? 437-1620. Freezer and fridge. Somebody says, James says, and fridge are stocked well enough to supply a small yacht during passage. Nice. I like that. Carla says, our fridge has to be full enough to ensure visiting young adult grandchildren and their friends won't starve when they drop by. Have you ever lost anything in your fridge that was actually there?
Of course.
All the time. somebody. Oh, man. 437-1620. You're correct. The second fridge is jammed as well, right? Did I just hear you say height rather than height? What? I don't. Height rather than height?
Oh, length, I would have called them out depth, on height. It, but.
Height? Height? Now I can't. You've said it too many times. I can't tell you what's right. Andrew, your wife deserves her own fridge. That's the answer. Oh, so true story.
True story. Okay.
In the fridge and in the freezer, guess what my wife has?
Her own section.
That's right. She has her shelves.
I have my shelves, too.
I forgot about that. The second shelf is my wife's shelf. And guess what? It's always got space
it's
on it.
Empty, yeah.
And
yeah.
In the freezer, same thing. And I'll put something on it. She's like, don't you dare. Don't you dare.
But that little 3x3 could have fit.
And in the cupboards.
Right there.
And in the cupboard, same thing. She has her cupboard and her shelf in the pantry.
Wow. This is marriage advice.
We do sleep in the same bed, though. So, you know, let's see. Somebody says, we have two fridge freezers and an outside freezer only, all full to the brim. Was there a really good deal on that beer?
Well, yeah, that's why.
Of course. Yeah, I'm not stocking up on just crummy overpriced beer. I'm stocking up on good beer that was, you know, at 2-for-1 at BOGO at Winn-Dixie when they existed. Andrew, don't feel bad. I have 12 packs of Kona beer stacked in my spare. See, because Kona does go on sale. That's right. For some reason, I have 11 jars of pickles and only have 2 or 3 pickles in each one of them. Oh, that's... I have no idea what you're talking about. Let's see. All I have in my fridge is a lonely light bulb.
Aww.
Well, where are you at? I can store some stuff there for the weekend.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Banakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Banakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Banakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Banakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Banakis & Associates. Now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Banakis & Associates. Leave the numbers to the experts.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 91% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Register today for the summer and fall semester. Go to pensacolastate.edu. That's pensacolastate.edu to learn more.
This June, Osceola Golf Course turns 100 years old. Step into a century of stories with friends and family at Osceola Golf Course. Join Osceola Golf Course this weekend for the centennial celebration with a story slam, great food, and a free family golf clinic. All weekend, don't miss the $100 tee time special. Range balls included, up to 4 players. Osceola Golf Course, 100 years strong and still swinging. Osceola Golf Course is owned and managed by Pensacola Parks and Recreation. Visit OsceolaGolf.com for more information.
Hey, Kevin, how's the boat running?
Well, you know, last week I started working on the water pump, and now I can't remember how it goes back together.
Dude, stop. Call Key Marine. They'll get you and your Mercury outboard back in the water so we can go back to fishing again.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. They'll fix any problem, big or small, even if the problem is you don't remember how the parts go back together. Key Marine, your Mercury outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola.
Something important happens.
You don't have time to wait.
Breaking news lives here.
Here.
On News Radio 92.3, 95.3 and AM 1620.
Did I do that?
Spinderella cut it up one time. Come on. Let's talk
about cars, baby. Because it's traffic time. No?
That just shocked me because forced. I was ready for the, you know. The version of it, but
let's talk about cars. John Pickens.
Okay.
All right, John, go ahead. All tell right. them about the road.
All right. So we have a disabled vehicle in the roadway at Pine Forest Road and Wild Lake Boulevard, and it's causing the roadway to in Pine Forest just to completely just come to a dead stop. So thank you very much for that one. Let's see here. No other accidents or delays to let you know about. Everything else is flowing smoothly. John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Let's talk about fog. Cars, baby. Let's talk about fog for a second. We don't have any fog. What is fog, John?
It's where the clouds come down low.
It's a ground cloud.
Yeah,
basically. Okay, so fog is just clouds at a low level.
Correct.
All right, that you can drive through them. When you drive through fog, it's like a plane going through clouds, just lower, right? Okay, so question for you, is fog safe or unsafe?
What, to breathe?
To breathe.
Mm-hmm. We live in Northwest Florida, bro.
Better be safe, right?
We live in Northwest Florida, and we breathe water all the time anyway.
Does a cloud or fog have bacteria in it?
Oh, sure. Why not?
Because
they're just hanging there.
Yeah, they're small. They're traveling on their little fog cars or whatever. Their little water droplets,
Let's
right?
Talk
they're...
about cars, baby.
So... A new study is changing the way we think about fog, USA Today. Turns out it's not just an amorphous blob of water droplets. I mean, it is. Study author Farron Garcia-Pichel, I'm not making that up, of Arizona State University, okay? We found that millions of bacteria inhabit fog droplets. Fog is a habitat. Not only are the bacteria there, they're actively consuming atmospheric pollutants. So fog is a cleanser. Clouds are a cleanser.
Tell that to people in Mobile driving over the bridge. You know, tell them that. It's a cleanser.
So if like a there's not enough air particulate in regular air, okay? There's not enough for the bacteria to hang out on. I mean, you got to go think back to your COVID times, you know, aerosol transmission versus droplet transmission, okay? There's not enough air for the bacteria in the regular air most of the time, although it is humid, so there is some. But the water droplets that are in fog have a more concentrated, plus it's, you know, water supports life. Bacteria needs some, a little bit maybe. But the fog containing the bacteria actually eat pollutants that are in the air. So it's like a filter for the air, so you actually like having it. It's necessary for life. And the bacteria that live in the habitat of the fog actually consume some of the pollutants that we have all around us all the time. A thimble's worth of fog water has 10 million bacteria, whatever that means to you. We're trying to figure out how much of a role it has in cleaning the air is beneficial. Also, the theory is that you can get water from fog, like in some places that might have trouble with water, the aquifer and whatever. They might be able to but they're worried that if they take the water out of the air, they might lose the beneficial screening, filtering effects of the fog on the stuff that the bacteria consumes. Think how bacteria can be used to consume like oil, and bacteria is used to consume all the bad stuff that goes at the wastewater treatment plant. So it's your science lesson for the day. I guess I've run out of topic at 20 seconds to go. So
poor guy.
I know it happens every once in a while. I do not know what's going to happen with this special session in Tallahassee. There's no bill that's been filed on the House side, so they could show up, gavel in. We're here. Gavel out. We're done. They could take up the Senate bill that's been filed. I don't know. Could be interesting.